Hello, world.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to, of course, another taping or recording of In Trance with Bambi here on the Bambi Nicole Radio Blog Show of In Trance with Bambi. Today, I have kind of a very special guest in store for you, as you all are going to take a walk on the wild side with me, Bam, and Gina. She's going to be calling in just a little bit to let us know all about Wildside and what the events are and whatnot. So I'm going to kind of allow her to explain to you all what's going on with that. But it seems like a very, very fun event. I'm very, very thrilled that I was actually put into touch with her. And she's like, just, you know, we sat down last night and we had some girl talk and we, you know, just absolutely bonded as sisters. I think that it's imperative as to kind of deem events that are going on that she's more in charge of, because it brings us together, I wouldn't say just as a specific kind of community, but I would say that it brings people together in general from all makes, shapes, aspects, and forms of life. So again, I'm just really, really thrilled to have her here on the show. So make sure that you pull up, grab your cup of coffee, grab your cup of tea, grab your cup of good time, and just sit back and kind of enjoy the conversation that we're going to have for you today. Now, being that I have been, as you all know, in transition since like the dinosaur ages, where me and her really connected. Years ago, back, I mean, I'm not going to say when I transitioned because it was a long time ago, but there wasn't really a lot of very many different events. There wasn't very many support groups. There weren't a whole lot of people intermingling. I think that everybody during the time that, you know, I went into my journey, everybody thought that they were just by themselves and they were the only one in the world that was like that. So to have somebody bring forth an event that brings so many people together, and it's not necessarily, again, if you ever get anything from Bambi Nicole, please do not ever think that I'm going to sit out here and cater to one specific group or an audience, because that is not the purpose of my show. The purpose of my show is to touch people in general and to open minds and to educate and to inform. But it's never specifically targeted towards one audience. You'll even see that on my YouTube channel. And I'm being blessed to have, you know, I have anywhere from a closeted crossdresser to a 9-year-old girl that is a fan of the Bambi Nicole show. So again, I have straight people, I have gay people, I have in the closet people, I have gender fluid people, I have trans people. I have these. I'm targeting a whole major audience, and I'm trying to, of course, have us come together as people and as a society and sit there and say, you know what? There are all kinds of possibilities. There's all kinds of different examples of everything in this universe. You know, nothing is black and white. Everything's full of color. Everything's full of possibility. So, you know, there is not just one way or the other, or just right and wrong, or just cut and dry. So, again, my purpose is to definitely reach out to a whole entire audience in general, not just targeting one specific type of person or audience just because I was put into a certain type of a circumstance. Being that said, I do believe that we need to have definite positive support groups, especially for people that are in the transgender community or whatnot, because there are a lot of people that are very closeted. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn to. They can't go outside. They can't put makeup on. They can't really express any forms of, and I'm not saying that every person that decides to put on lipstick or decides to put on makeup or decides to put on a dress is transgender. But anyway, let's welcome Miss Gina to the show so that we can find out more about what her wild side's about. Hello, Gina, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Bambi. How are you?
Oh, it's just so good to hear your voice again. As you know, I was telling everybody yesterday, we just had such an amazing connection, you know, from one sister to another. And I was explaining to the audience a little bit about, you know, Wildside, but really I'm going to let you handle this because this is kind of something that you created and are in charge of. So for those who haven't had the experience, please, please, please explain to everybody what Wildside is.
Well, Wildside is actually a group. And actually to call it a group is doing it a huge disservice. It's more of a sorority of trans people of all stripes. We have We have girls that are, you know, their first time ever being out in public. And we have girls that have been, you know, transitioned and for 20-some-odd years. So we cover the spectrum, and we love the fact that we're able to, you know, in our world, there sometimes can be a hierarchy of, you know, these girls are better than this girl, or it's perceived that way anyway. And our goal is just to kind of shatter that whole hierarchy.
Absolutely.
Thing. Everyone gets along, everyone has a wonderful time. And it's really a sorority. And so the group is called Wildside. The actual event we do in Las Vegas is our Sin City Soiree.
Oh, that sounds, you know, so exciting. And from what I understand, the annual event is next week. So what sort of events do you have in store for us, and how many people do you expect to come out?
Oh, my goodness. Well, our little event that started in 2007 with about, oh, maybe 7 or 8 people has flourished, to say the least. And we are now at 192 people
who
are registered for the event this year. Yeah, it's gonna be quite the time. We get a large space of booking of rooms at the Tropicana Hotel, and we have the events are, we have a suite party. Well, we did have a suite party. That's we would rent out the biggest suite that whatever hotel we were staying at had, and just had a giant party. That had to change this year because of the explosion in attendance. So we had to move our suite party from an actual suite into like one of the ballroom kind of areas that the hotels have. So we'll have a suite party on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we will have a large contingent of Las Vegas girls, a lot of local girls, and one dear person in particular, her name was Madeline Carey. She was such a proponent of Wildside and what we did, and she took it upon herself to volunteer as a hostess during the week. So on Wednesday nights, we do the locals take over Wildside, and it's
awesome.
It's built off of, you know, what her vision was, and, you know, we celebrate her. She unfortunately has passed on, and so we celebrate her by doing that on Wednesday. Thursday night, this is a biggie, is we have our rock star bus tour, which is we get, you know, the big buses that the rock stars travel around in.
Well,
we got 3 of them filled with people. And one of the highlights of that is we it's kind of a, you know, we hit different spots for photos and stuff. One great thing is we always start at the, you know, at the famous Las Vegas sign. And Bambi, I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything until you've seen 100-plus trans women get off the buses and walk towards all these tourists and people taking their wedding photos and all of this craziness, and they just see us converge. It's the most wonderfully astonishing thing you've ever seen. So
that's a
big highlight of the bus tour. And on Friday night, we do an event in conjunction with an LGBT bar there called Piranha, where we offer a VIP experience with bottle service and, you know, dancing and all that. And so we cram an awful lot into that 1 week. It's time is by far the biggest enemy of any Wildsider.
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting is of course, this has definitely evolved over time. Like you said, it went from 7 members to, you know, Christ, definitely 200, and can't even imagine what the future holds, you know, after this. But how have your goals for the events changed over the years?
You know, they really haven't. Our goal from the outset was, hey, to provide, you know, a really fun, really, really exciting time for trans people in Las Vegas, make it a big celebration. But what happened as we, you know, as we got into it a couple of years in, we started to see, you know, the real impact of it. And it's not just a party. What we started to see were people profoundly impacted by the support Absolutely. Network and being with other people, and just, you know, that face-to-face is so vital to you know, a successful transition and moving forward with your journey. So, you know, the event, I mean, the goal kind of morphed into, or at least part of it, is, you know, is empowerment. You know, because the event, Absolutely. when the event started in 2007, I was, you know, really far in the closet, and I was just at the beginning parts of my transition, and
sure.
I was at a point where I knew that there were some people going to the event, and I thought to myself, well, you know, if I'm going to transition and do this properly, you know, I've got to change perspective, you know, mind, body, and soul. You got to change it all. And so I decided, you know, that I would go. And, you know, I had 1,000 different reasons why the old me would say, don't go, you can't do it, don't. But I did it. And, it changed my life. Not to over-dramatize anything, but it really did. And
now, if you can hear that in your tone.
Oh,
Definitely hear that in your tone.
I can't even put it in the words, quite honestly. I mean, the empowerment and the just surge of confidence that I felt. I mean, it was my springboard to, you know, a healthy, successful transition. And
Absolutely.
So my goal, the goal kind of became after that is, A, we want to throw one heck of a party and look fantastic doing it. But more than
Love
that,
it.
It's kind of grown into, you know, I want to share that feeling that I had. That feeling
Absolutely.
Of empowerment, that feeling of love and support, that, you know, I want everyone to have that. I want everyone that comes through our doors to feel that way and leave our event a stronger person, a more empowered person, and someone who can go back to where they come from and, you know, and carry on our wild side vibe, which is simply, you know, to support, to love, and to enlighten.
Now, of course, we've all seen in the past year, have you seen any, you know, this has got to be a very important year for WildSense, since we, and anybody can attest to this, we have absolutely seen a lot more trans women in the news and so, you know, so forth, whether it's Bruce Jenner or the rise of the show Transparent. Do you think this year will feel different for WildSense?
Well, I think it has to, in the sense that you're right. You know, the visibility of the trans narrative has, you know, has just completely skyrocketed, and it's a wonderful time. It's a very exciting time for the community. So, yeah, I'm sure there will be some differences in how it feels, but I don't think a lot. And what I mean by that is. We have people that are very in tune with the community and with what's going on. And so there'll be discussion, I'm sure, but our focus always kind of stays a little bit on our own, you know, on ourselves. But the one thing that I'm cognizant of is that, you know, we are, you know, the flavor of the month, and with the Bruce Jenner interview and, you know, 17 million people seeing that interview, I think that's going to really help us when, you know, we're out in public and, you know, walking through a casino with, 150 people
right.
or, you know, being around town or whatever. I think hopefully now we'll see a little more compassion and a little more just basic understanding of what this
Absolutely.
Is. And instead of, you know, chat calls and, you know, snide comments and things like that,
right.
I can foresee seeing, you know, some people that are like, hey, all right, you know, this is fantastic. Glad to see you here. So it'll change a little bit. but I don't think it's really overall going to affect the dynamic of who we or what we are. Because we've been strong and we've been, you know, feeling these things that are now coming to the surface for years.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I can't even. I said I can't even imagine because, like you said, it's been around since like 2007. So being that said, we're starting off with like 7 members and growing. You know, of course, there's been like a lot of growth. It's like planting a seed and, you know, turning into a beautiful flower, a beautiful plant. Have there been any moments during the previous times in WOW where you looked around and thought, you know, my God, look how far we've come? Or one of those funny moments where you looked around and you thought to somebody, you're wearing that?
Well, I'm going to say no comment to the no wearing, you're wearing that part, but to your point about what's, you know, how far we've come, I cannot go any further without mentioning, you know, my partner in crime in all this, Nikki Ballanger, who was in 2007, she was, you know, she was my mentor. She was my, and sure, she still is. She's my, you know, my idol. I'm going to cry thinking about her, but my idol. She's my, you know, my mentor. She's my sister on a very, very deep and personal level. And cool. It's her and I. It's our baby. It's our vision that continues to this day. You know, she's the Thelma, she's the Louise to my Thelma, you know, except when we go off the cliff, we keep flying. That's our thing.
I love how you compared that. That was awesome. That was a really awesome.
I love her to death, and, you know, none of this happens without her. And
absolutely.
So I love you, my Lulu, so got to get that in.
You know, I have another question for you. Tell everyone how this came about. How did the event of Wildside come about? I want the audience to know, because when you told me last night, I was kind of blown away. But tell everybody how it came about.
Well, it started innocently enough. I was part, as was Nikki and the other people that attended, were part of a web forum hosted on the site alt.com. And the group was called Wildside, and it was run by a lovely trans woman named Shannon. And so she's got a part in this history too, because it was her that started the group that spurred she started the web group, which you know, just got the ball rolling. But so somebody had mentioned I had just joined this web group, by the way, and someone had mentioned, hey, there's an event in Vegas that sounds like a lot of fun. We should get some people together to go. And a few people said, yeah, that sounds like fun. And then, like I told you before, that's where I had my moment of clarity and decided, okay, I have to go and be a part of this. And so we went to the event, and we had a blast. We really did. Some of the things weren't quite to our liking. We felt, you know, well, some things were maybe not quite, you know, that it could be done better. And so what Nikki and I did, once we got back and people started seeing the photos and hearing the stories of just this original 7, people were blown away. It's like, where do I sign up? I want to go. And that's how it started. That's really the origin of Wildside. It was, we were, that first year, we had gone to a different event. And,
sure,
you know, we found ourselves and we found our voice. And once we got back, Nikki and I in particular felt that it was like, look, we can, A, we think we can do it better, and B, look at all the electricity and all the excitement we're generating. We have to keep this going.
How would you say that Wildside has bring about change for trans women?
Well, I think what we do is we just try to offer a very simple perspective. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Kate Bornstein. And she, you know, has a very simple quote, and it's very apropos. It's, you know, do whatever you want or need to make your life be mean. And, you know, that's part of what we try to, you know, put out there to our members, is that, again, being that we're such a mixed bag, you know, we have so many people on so many different variants of the gender spectrum, that we want everyone to, you know, just respect each other.
Absolutely.
Get to know each other, because, you know, for somebody who's like, oh, I'm on hormones, or I'm on this, I'm better than so-and-so because I'm here and
right.
they're there. Well, that's ridiculous.
And we had
a discussion last night
how people tend to, it's almost like they forget where they come from, which is, I really don't understand, and you can agree with me here. It's because we all, let me tell you, everybody that's listening on the show, let me tell you something. No matter how beautiful that you are now, or no matter how far is your transition that you are now, you know, as well as I know, that you started off with a very difficult struggle and a very difficult road. So for you to put down other new girls, that's just kind of something beyond me. It's like a mother putting down a child. It's like a mother insulting a daughter, or a mother insulting a young girl for not being womanly enough. I don't understand that. And I know that me and you had that discussion, you know, last night.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. What we try to do is move past that. And, you know, the girls that have been around the block a little bit, you know, they're there for those, you know, those that are just starting their journey or questioning whether to start their journey. So
that's right.
I think that's where the change comes from, is that what we're trying to do is create or focus on simply a commonality of what we all are as, you know, and I don't even want to say people, but as people, just as human beings.
Well, you know what's funny is that if you think about it, we all are trans people, because we all make a change in life. It doesn't matter if we go from a little boy to a young man, go from a little girl to a young woman, from a boy to a woman. No matter what in life, we all are trans, because we all do transition. We all do make a change. So, yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. Totally.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I would ask you?
Yes. Go ahead.
Is it late to get in on the fun? Is it too late for everybody to get in on the fun, like if they wanted to join now?
Unfortunately, it is. And that pains me to no end to have to say, because, you know, one of the hallmarks of Wildside is our inclusivity. We don't like turning people away, but this year, you know, especially towards the end of the registration process, as we got closer to the event, it just blew up. I mean,
right.
We knew it would get bigger, you know, and it's gotten bigger, obviously, each year. But even we were a little taken aback by the you know, the amount of interest that we've generated. So, unfortunately for this year, it is closed. But
tell us how we're going to start planning for next year.
Well, this is the thing about Wildside, is because people would always ask, well, what are you going to do with next year? And we could never nail down dates. And so what we decided was Wildside will start every year the day after Mother's Day. So whatever that Mother's Day is, that Monday, so it'll always be in May. You know, the weather's a little more cooperative than in the later months. So it works well for us. But every day after the first day, the Monday after Mother's Day is – always the start of Wildside, of the Sin City Soiree. So, and especially fun is that next year is going to be our 10th anniversary. I can't believe it, but it's going to be our 10th anniversary, and so it's going to be an extra large celebration on many, many levels. So, I mean, we are nowhere near starting to put that together. But yeah, that's the plan. Day after Mother's Day, 2016, we'll begin our 10th wonderful year.
That is like, to me, that's just what an incredible, you know, I mean, just when I know people out there are doing something, you're doing something above yourself, above your calling and what you're doing. As you're bringing people together, and it's just an amazing thing. And it's like you said, you get all kinds, all makes, all walks, all shapes, and it just doesn't matter. It just kind of sharing a common ground of love and acceptance with one another. So please, 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 Ms. Gina, tell us all, is there a Twitter feed or Facebook page to follow for those who cannot make it?
There is a Facebook page, and I'm sure that will be blowing up with photos as we head into the event. The Wildside Facebook page is at, you could just go facebook.com/WildsideWorldwide. So that's Wildside Worldwide. Yep, that's us.
Good,
you know, we have I think like 9 or 10 people coming from the UK. We have 3 people coming from Australia. They come from all over the United States. They come all over Canada, Mexico. They come from all over. So it's become kind of an international thing. So we are indeed worldwide.
And I can't wait, like I said, till we of course put this up on there, and that, you know, no, not only will you have a blog talk radio to actually listen to the lady that is behind the creation of this herself, and you're talking to another girl, Bambi. And as you all know, I absolutely just love going out here and talking to people that are doing positive things for our community. But now you also know that we have people that are worldwide that are, you know, attending this. So really, you all, please make sure that you check it out. I'm going to absolutely leave all links below, as I promise that I always leave all links below, so that you can always pull this episode up, listen to it as many times as you like, share this episode, comment, you know, like, and subscribe and follow the show. But not only that, make sure that you add them to Facebook. I mean, this is something that, you know, if you're not comfortable always going out to your local bars or your local clubs or your local, and you're just not in a state of comfort with your own, you know, dressing room, this is the perfect opportunity for you to take off some time, come join a group, and just go out there and be yourself.
Absolutely. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't, and I'd get in a lot of trouble, if I forgot to mention that we also have a website at wildsidetg.com is our standalone page.
Wildsidetg.com.
Yes. Our web hostess, Sandy, is amazing and takes really good care of the site and getting our message out there. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and Gina, I just, like I said, it's been absolutely wonderful having you here. I'm so sorry that we're down the last 2 minutes of the show, because, you know, I could sit here and I could talk about this forever. I think that you're just an absolutely beautiful person, and beauty meaning that, you know, it's not only on what's on the outside, but truly what's on the inside, and you're radiating that beauty out. And, you know, thank you so much for giving us a place that, you know, that people that aren't always out there are people that are very, you know, without judgment, thank you for giving us a place that we can be a part of a community without judgment calls, without ostracizing, without having to worry about, you know, if we look better than the next person. It's just kind of a common ground for us sharing love. That's what I really, really, if there's anything that I admire about you the most, and really, everybody that's listening in on the show, again, I will absolutely have all links below, and please, please, please make sure to check out, hey, baby, take a walk on the wild side.
Absolutely. Bambi, you know, I want to thank you for all those lovely, those kind words, and, you know, we do it because, you know, we love our people, and we love, mm-hmm. you know, we love spreading our little sunshine wherever we can. And one last thing,
absolutely.
I want to publicly invite you to Wildside 2016, have you do your show from Wildside next year.
I would love to do that. Not only that, you know, I think that, you know, let's bring a little band to it. And me and you are going to plan this out, of course, because we, you know, we're going to stay in touch, of course. But I think that we should do like a little, since it's a 10-year anniversary, do something with it. Bam, just jumping out of a cake in a burlesque outfit. Yeah, we've got something special to that. We'll certainly plan that out, but I'm going to certainly go ahead and start making plans for attending next year. Thank you so much for being a guest here on In Trans with Bambi, and we're going to post all links below, and we'll have this taping on the websites accordingly. And again, you all, help me thank Gina for being here.
Bambi, my love and thanks for this opportunity. Whoever thought that our little soiree would, you know, be going out to so many people and touching so many people.
Right.
We're humbled and thrilled, and, you know, we're just we just couldn't be happier with, you know, what, how things have worked out for us. So thank you again for the opportunity and for the lovely conversation.
Absolutely, my sister. I sure do love you, girl.
All right, babe. Love right back to you.
All right, girl. Bye.
Bye-bye.